listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Winter pruning. January is the month to spend a little quality time with your fruit trees. It's the perfect time to do your winter pruning before sap starts to flow. Start with dead and diseased wood, and basically what that looks like is if you cut into a small part of a branch and look at the crosscut, you'll see if it's white or brown on the inside, it's dead, and if it's got a ring of green in it, it's still alive, so you don't need to cut that away. Then move on to pruning branches that are disorderly. What that looks like is this. Cut away crossing branches. So if they're touching and rubbing, that's going to be a problem for the tree. Cut away inward growth, that's anything that's growing toward the center of the tree, and water sprouts and suckers, which are basically growing from the root system or shooting up from the top of the tree really tall. This will give your fruit trees room to grow and ensure adequate airflow throughout. For stone fruits and apple trees, don't cut off those little spurs. That's where the fruits form. Citrus trees generally only need shaping and removal of water sprouts and dead wood. Generally, if you want to keep your trees small so that you don't need a ladder to harvest fruit, cut back branches to lower lateral branches rather than blunt cutting across the branch. That only encourages the wrong kind of growth. Find more information about pruning your fruit trees this week only on the website. Happy gardening! You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at gardenerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening!